Happy New Year and welcome to DriveCast. My name is Corey DeCaro and I serve as the teaching pastor at our LifePoint Plain City campus. And thanks for listening today. On Sunday, I had the opportunity to preach at our Westerville campus. And in doing so, we looked forward to the year ahead and asked a big question. That being, what if the best you has to do with less of you than ever before? What if the best you has to do with less of you than ever before? And if you're like me, that's a tough question to come face to face with because we live in a me-focused and me-centric world. And I can get so selfish and focused on me and dialed into trying to get what I want. And after all, that's kind of what we've been taught to do, right? To get ahead, to succeed, to be the best. We've been told being me-focused is the way to get there. And that may be true in some areas of our life. However, when it comes to our relationship with Jesus, the me-first approach just won't work. And we came to that conclusion because of what we learned from a life-changing conversation Jesus had with his disciples. It was in Luke chapter 9 where Jesus is talking with those following him, and he asked them one of the most important questions ever asked: who do you say that I am? And it's out of that conversation Jesus says in Luke chapter 9 and verse 23 that if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Now, when Jesus said this, no one was off the hook here. He said to all of his followers, he said that if anyone would come after or follow him, two things are essential: to deny yourself and to take up your cross. This was strong language in Jesus' day because any reference to a cross brought horrible, vivid, graphic thoughts to mind. That in the Roman world during Jesus' time, carrying a cross always led to death on a cross. That if someone took up their cross, they never came back. It was a one-way journey. So when Jesus said, deny yourself and take up your cross, it got people's attention and it was countercultural. And the same goes for us today. In our me-focused world, hearing deny yourself and take up your cross, well, Jesus' instructions there are still countercultural. And it's something that we tend to push back on. I know I do. Because again, like, I can be focused on me and trying to get my way, that I'm not concerned with others, and then I begin to craft everything to achieve my goals and my goals alone. That whether as a dad, a husband, a friend, or a neighbor, denying myself is tough. And taking up my cross is even harder. But this is exactly what Jesus modeled for us in loving us, saving us, and dying for our sins. He denied himself and he literally took up his cross. I think about Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane where he prays, Father, remove this cup from me, but not my will, your will. And he actually prays that three times. And ultimately surrenders. He denies himself and he follows his Father's plan and he heads toward the cross. And he's asking us to do the same in following him. So as we enter the new year, what does this look like for you? What does it look like for me? What does it look like to live out Luke chapter 9 and verse 23 to deny ourselves and to take up our cross in following Jesus? What does it look like for Jesus to increase in our lives and for us to decrease? What would it look like to exemplify, I've been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, well, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. What if the best you truly has to do with less of you than ever before? What if we surrender to Jesus, denied ourselves and took up our cross, and in him we found not just life, but life abundantly, not just peace, but peace beyond understanding, not just happiness, but true joy, a yoke that's light, a savior who never leaves us or forsakes us. How much closer to Jesus would we be? How much would we grow in loving God and loving others? And if we surrendered to Jesus, I wonder what he would do in our homes, our relationships, our marriages, our thought life, and more. And if you find yourself saying yes right now or nodding your head in agreement, I'd love to suggest just two things to help. Number one, spend some consistent time in the Bible. Get to know God's heart by reading, thinking upon, even memorizing His Word. And number two, spend time in prayer. What a privilege that you and I get to pray or to talk with God freely and personally 24/7. Because God promises that when we draw close to Him, He will draw close to us. And two of the best ways to do that is through His Word and prayer. And when we do, an amazing thing will begin to happen. We'll surrender to Jesus. We'll deny ourselves. And we'll begin to walk in the Spirit and see love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control pour out of our lives. The very things that poured out of Jesus' life. Let me pray, and then maybe take some time to talk with God and ask Him to show you areas where you need to surrender or deny yourself or take up your cross. Ask Him for help in those areas. He is faithful, and He will do so. Jesus, thank You for modeling to us what it looks like to deny oneself and to take up a cross. Thank You that You never ask us to do something You haven't already done. Thank You that You never ask us to go where You haven't already gone. Thank You that You never instruct us to follow where You haven't already led. Help us to love You with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Help us to live countercultural in denying ourselves and taking up our cross. Help us to see Your provision and grace and mercy in our lives. And may we cling to the truth and the power of Your Word. May we walk in Your Spirit. May You increase, and may we decrease. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.